up next. Stay with us after that for Surfability Freakout at 6 p.m., Alter Ego in the evening at 7, Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 o'clock, and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
On with the, on with the show!
On with the show! On with the show!
The show must go.
Moulin Rouge opens actually on Broadway in like 4 weeks. So on my Hadestown trip, I'm trying. Gosh, what a great doubleheader that would be. Anyway, this is Eric Schacht, and welcome to see you at the show. This is actually show number 8. So we're kind of getting the hang of it. You know by now, this is kind of like a centralized location for all things theater in the Champaign-Urbana community. We've covered youth theater, station shows, CTC shows, Twin City Theater shows, Parkland shows, and we're kind of in a transition time now as we go from spring to summer. So I wasn't able to see anybody at the show over the last week, so the name feels kind of empty today. We had really no live theater in Champaign-Urbana for the first time since I've gone on the air, and maybe that explains my bad mood. But my bad mood might also be because I was banned from Facebook for 3 days, so probably nobody's listening because I wasn't able to properly hype the show. So sorry, guess. But, you know, if efforts to suppress racism include, or I don't know, get axed in the efforts to actually stop racism, maybe it's all okay. But in any case, I don't like my personal stuff to influence the show, even though one of the reasons I'm so into theater is because people in the theater community are all about equality, fairness, community, and so I think that there is an activist voice that is okay to be heard in this space. In any case, the ban is lifted tomorrow, and I'll be back promoting theater, promoting shows. You'll get to hear all about what's coming up in the coming weeks. And we do, like I said, we have the summer season is primed. It opens Taming of the Shrew, show number 1, which opens Thursday, June 6th. I think that's just a week from tonight. Wow. Let's go. I have seen, I think on Facebook you can actually see some good pictures now of some teaser pictures from Laura Alcantara and her group as they are preparing us for some Shakespeare, which hasn't been in town in the last year or two. The next week, Beauty and the Beast opens up at Parkland, so that's June 13th. Taming runs for 3 weeks, Beauty runs for 2 weeks. And then Emma Pop Musical, we've got a lot of things coming up. Also, cast lists were announced this week, so I'm excited for the kids in the Park District show. Found out where they're going to be in, what is the show? Singing in the Rain. Some great regulars of youth theater. Henry Spinella, Don Lockwood. I actually don't know this show at all, Singing in the Rain. My guests don't really know it either, but it's a classic. Congratulations, Henry and Brody Scheffner. Those two guys, my son has acted with both of them separately. They've never been in a show together. They are going to be great. I assume Don and Cosmo are going to do some cool things on stage together with umbrellas, probably. Tap dancing, maybe. But also Avery Sanborn, Ella Carter, Rebecca Taylor, congratulations. Really cool cast list there. And then our station theater had released the cast for The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek, which Saskia Bakker was in talking about just 2 weeks ago. Some theater stalwarts, David Heckman and Kevin Wickert, are two of the characters, along with some new names. So Saskia, a new director, has brought in some new actors into the community. So it's going to be a really exciting show. I wanted to audition for that really badly, but I will be out of town for Tech Week, and that's just one of the tough things about summer acting. All right. So I have two interesting sort of guests here in the theater with me today. Now, they're regular people, but they bring interesting things to the show. And so, like, what we've been doing the last couple of weeks is it makes this transition from the spring theater to the summer theater is kind of filling in those middle weeks with some sort of alternative information and concepts and ways to look at theater. And that's one thing that Sarah Dare and Matt Hester definitely bring, because there are opportunities for both performers to do some really interesting and different things, and also for people who like to experience theater in ways very different than buying a ticket and sitting in the fifth row section center aisle 13 seat 6 and watching somebody do something scripted. So with me today, I have Matt Hester of The Fear Experiment.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Matt. And Sarah Dare of CUTC 7 Corpse Mystery Theater.
Murder Mystery Generous.
Yeah. I thought I was going to forget either the 7 or
That's
the Corpse.
It's a long name.
Yeah, the acronym would be really mumbly.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a vowel.
Yeah, it's just a really long name.
Well, anyway, welcome both to see you at the show. This is a show I've really been looking forward to because both of you have really, these are unusual things. I don't know much about them, and I think that our listeners and community at large probably doesn't know enough about them either. So, Matt, let's talk about let's talk about you. You're an actor, right?
Well, I've heard, yes.
Okay. Well, I know, I don't know why I ask questions I know as questions, but I guess that's radio. But yeah. I saw you in Sweat. Was that the most recent Champaign Urbana?
Yeah, that's
theater
the
that
most
you've
recent
done?
One I've done locally, yeah.
Are you, but you're based out of Danville, or that's where you live?
I live in Danville, Illinois, yeah.
Okay. Well, you were fantastic in Sweat.
Oh,
it was,
thank you.
It
thank
was
you.
Great to see you.
I owe a lot of money to to the government for my training, so I hope it paid off somehow.
Okay. Well, I think it did, and that was just a wonderful show. I've had other actors in here for other reasons, and we've talked about Sweat quite a bit.
Wonderful.
I really enjoyed it. So what else? Give us some other highlights. By saying that you owed the government lots, does that mean you're trained in?
Well, student loans.
So you're trained in performance art.
Yeah, I have a BFA from the University of Evansville in theater performance and direction, which they wait until your fourth year to say, you're never going to make any money at this. I was like, good, you've already got all my money. That's great. But, you know, still having you know, that education behind you to work off of, it just makes it all that more enjoyable, I think. I mean, when you really go into it with knowledge and you're still enjoying it, then sometimes it's not about the money. It's just enjoying the art and telling the story. And that's, I mean, fulfilling.
All you young actors out there, don't be discouraged by Matt Hester.
You should probably be discouraged by that.
You should be realistic.
Be realistic, yes.
Do it because you love it.
Do it because you love it.
Not the paycheck.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, as somebody who stepped away from theater for like 35 years or something, I have lots of regrets. And so is this something you've done continuously since then in various ways through community theater?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to do with myself when I'm not in a show or doing some type of a show. You get tired towards the end of a run. And you're like, man, I can't wait for some downtime. I just want to sit around and do nothing. And after a couple of weeks, I'm like, man, I need a project. I need a show. So, yeah, that is my life. That's what I live for. So
yeah. Well, next week I'm having Laura Alcantara and Mindy Smith on to talk about Taming of the Shrew, and you're also going to be in that coming up next
week.
I
am in that, yes.
But right now it seems like a lot of your energy and attention is being put into the fear experiment.
Yes.
And so it's interesting that the two things we're talking about today, we have a corpse and murder in one, and we have experiment in the other, but yet the corpse and murder is fun, and yours is maybe not.
Boy, that's the best example I've heard is sort of like comparing it to like thrill seeking. Like, you know, you've always wanted to jump out of an airplane. You know you're going to be safe. You're with a trained instructor. They're going to make sure everything goes right. And it's terrifying. I mean, legitimately terrifying. But once you're done and you land, whew, thrilling. Just that adrenaline rush.
So you skipped like roller coaster and you went right to jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah. Well, because most people have, you know, roller coasters are scary, but most people go, I can handle that. Whereas like jumping out of a plane, no. For me, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll give you $1 million. No, I'm not jumping out of an airplane.
Okay. Well, I assume that when you experience the fear experiment, you're not actually on somebody's back. So tell us what you're in for.
Well, let me give you just sort of a little background of what it is, because that's the first question we always get of what is this? We were talking off the air, like, is this considered theater? I would consider it theater. It sort of falls into the genre of, like, immersive horror theater, whereas you don't buy a ticket to just go sit and watch. You are the show. You are a part of it. You come through either one or two at a time, and there are various time slots all through the night, and then you walk through the space, whereas the actors interact directly with you. You have to sign a legal waiver saying that you understand what you will encounter and that you are okay with it. And they are intense scenarios. You will you'll encounter aggression, people yelling at you, being tossed around a little bit, sexual scenarios that can be very uncomfortable. You'll be forced to do things, maybe eat things, you know, different things like that, which really sounds really, really unappealing. but the point of it is, one of the first customers we had when we originally opened last October, when they got to the end of it, they contacted us later and said, I feel like I'm a stronger person because I finished it. Because we have a safety word that if it gets too much, you just say the safety word and then we drop everything and, you know, okay, just follow me and we'll let you out and you can leave. So it's sort of like an endurance test of, oh my gosh, I was so scared, but I got through it. And unlike, because a lot of people say, is it a haunted house? It's not even close to a haunted house. Haunted houses are, you know, loud noises, jump scares, people chasing with chainsaws, but you know they're not really going to, they're not going to grab you and pull you into a room or anything. Whereas this, it's there's not a lot of spectacle. There's no supernatural elements of any kind. We want it to be rooted in things that you can actually be scared of. Like, zombies are scary because they're people in costume jumping out at you, whereas humans, in situations that humans can actually find themselves in, are very frightening. So all of our shows will be based around human nature and what is involved in it, things that you can legitimately be scared of. No super loud noises, no jump scares. You're well aware of who's there. It's just, what are they going to do?
So how long have you been doing this, Matt?
Well, I just got associated with this organization last October. They decided to bring it down into smaller communities, and Danville was one of the communities they decided to come into and contacted me, and we matched up really well because my theater and I love horror too, and so they brought me on board.
So it's essentially I don't know if it's a bad word, but it's a franchise sort of operation, or would you just describe it as...
Not a franchise. I think they'll go to a certain place for a while and then maybe they'll move to another place after a couple of years. I don't get a lot of the details. I just sort of handle the local stuff. So.
And so does the experience have your kind of like imprint on it, or is this something that has been designed at another level by other people and you're told what to do?
Given like minor ideas, but they let the local team create the storyline and build everything, and we hire local actors. Like everybody is completely disguised and everything, so that you don't ruin the illusion of coming in and like, oh, hey, I know you, John. How you doing? so that, you know, you can be truly terrified because you have no idea who these people are. All actors remain completely anonymous. You'll never know who's in the show, so that you can't be scared because you don't know who these people are.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how, if one was interested in doing it and being involved from an actor standpoint, how do you find your actor pool?
Well, you can, there's a website, just www.thefearexperiment.com. You can contact them through there, and they'll let me know, and then I reach out to people. You can also contact me directly. I'm on Facebook and everything, so just look up Matt Hester on Facebook, and my big goofy face is in the profile picture. So.
And is there a page? Is there a page for the local Fear Experiment?
Yes. Yeah, it's just the Fear Experiment /Danville, I think, on Facebook.
Okay. So yeah, I don't think we'd covered. We know that you're from Danville, but so the location of the experience, I keep getting kind of confused with experiment and experience.
You don't call it a show because it's not a show, it's an experience.
Right.
Because you're experiencing it, not watching it, you're living it. It does take place in Danville. Location is kept completely secret. You'll be notified of where to meet. You'll be picked up in a car, blindfolded, driven to the location, and the blindfold doesn't come off.
Sarah,
so I would last like 30 seconds. I would sign a waiver and say, okay, I'm done.
We already have a ticket booked for you. So
Blue, I'm done. I can't. Take me home.
So that, and that adds to the mystery as well, because people say, well, where is this place? Well, I don't know. Wow. I have no idea where I was.
Well,
I'm following Matt when we're done.
You're right. I'm having somebody slip something under his car, like
yes.
my Breaking Bad style. Well, this is very cool. And as a lawyer who's written some pretty extreme waivers in my life, I am so curious to see the waiver that you guys have.
I ran it past a lawyer. It has been run past a local lawyer to make sure everything was on the up and up. So
yeah.
It is legal. You cannot sue us for agreeing to the things you've agreed to.
Wow. And so, okay, so do you go through this by yourself, or can you go through it in a group?
One or two person at a time.
What's more popular?
It's been about 50-50. 50-50 so far. And we change up the scenario very slightly. We have, you know, for the one person, it's just you going through alone. And then we mix it up just a little bit so that one person doesn't just sort of sit and watch, that they're still getting interacted with too. And then we sort of use that to make it even worse. Mm-hmm. So that one or two, you're still going to, you might even want to come back or like, well, what did they do with the two person? Because, oh my gosh, I missed all that stuff. And we have like various endings, different choices that you make. There's a completely different ending to the show depending on the choice you make at the end.
Okay, so these are all choices that you're making as you're experiencing it. You don't get to like check box a menu of the things that you would like to experience.
No.
Going in.
No. You have a few options that you're told.
Okay.
By the actors in place. Part of the rules are you do not speak unless spoken to. Mm-hmm. Do not ever touch any of the actors. They can touch you, but don't ever fight back. You know, and know that you'll be safe. You there is no intent to ever actually harm anybody.
Right.
But the point is to feel very afraid.
Sarah, you've got a kind of a third person review of this, right? You know somebody who's done this?
I have a really good friend that's done this, actually probably not long after you guys started, and loved it. He actually, a friend of his did one of our murder mystery dinners mm-hmm. while he did the Fear Experiment, and he absolutely loved it. I don't think I would last long, though.
Yeah. I know.
You'd be surprised.
I'm scared of everything, so yeah.
Well, Matt, when we met, I don't know, or I think earlier this winter, and you were telling me about it. And so I've been kind of like, just like one thinks about what would I do? Like, what would I do if I were forced to join the military? What would I do if I were in a boxing ring? What would I do if somebody broke into my house? This is kind of an interesting thing. Like, could I even sign up? And then, wow, like, what would it, how would I handle something? And so this is a great, I mean, it's called the experiment, right? So the experiment is you, kind of, is it the...
I guess that would be an experiment for the patron themselves. Like, what attracted me to it initially that it was like, yeah, you know, I've always lived a pretty comfortable life. I mean, most people have. I've never really been in a dangerous situation. And just, I don't know if it's a manly thing or what, but I've always wondered, what would I do if I was in a truly dangerous situation? Would I be brave? Like, you know, you watch the movies and yeah, I would be a, you know, awesome guy and not be scared, or would I fall down and cry and pee my pants? And
kind of a test of what you can handle.
Yeah. And so
I assume that you recommend people use the bathroom before that.
Yeah, probably use the bathroom beforehand. But that was the appealing thing, that you can now, you can put yourself in a situation that feels very authentic and very dangerous, but you know you're not actually in danger and you can stop it at any time, but you still, you get to test yourself and see, like, man, I was stronger than I thought I was.
Right.
And that's where the exhilaration comes through. What, you know, I know Patrick and have spoken to him since, and he's like, oh, man, I tried to chicken out 3 times. I wasn't going to go. And I found out, like, he was having trouble signing the waiver because his hands were shaking so bad.
That would be me. It would be illegible.
But yeah. Afterwards,
he'd be like a dog, paw print.
He's
like,
obsessed.
Here's a line.
Like, he contacts us all the time. And he's just like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait for the next show, because now he's hooked on it. He's just like, the thrill of it was so intense that, oh, my gosh, when is October?
So the season, so there's a season. And then the show changes.
Yeah, currently in October changes. We had the first main show in Danville. Right now we're doing an off season of that same show.
I see.
Just with some slight alterations based on customer feedback and stuff. And then October there will be a completely new show, completely rewritten, all new characters and everything.
Well, the closest thing that I can think of that I've ever done is I did Urban Paintball one time, and I couldn't believe how different I behaved than I thought I would behave. Like, I couldn't believe that I would shoot first and ask questions later. Yeah. But, and it was a game, but it was real when I was there. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is fascinating.
You learn about yourself.
All right. So, so Sarah, CUTC probably doesn't need as elaborate of a waiver for the murder mystery.
We
dinners.
Have no waiver.
All right. So I'm super curious now to transition into this, because I didn't until Jeff, your husband, yep. who was one of my very first guests, came in and we talked about you. I didn't even know this existed. So A, fire your marketing person. B, unless you're the marketing.
That's me currently.
but now that you're, you know, listening to all the CU at the show viewers, the phone's going to be ringing off the hook. So what do you have to tell these swarming 1,000 people who just love theater experiences?
It's a ton of fun. So we're kind of the fundraising arm of the theater company. I shouldn't say arm. There's a lot of pieces to it. But we're one of the fundraising programs for the theater company that helps to provide that funding for all the main stage shows, like The Wizard of Oz coming up this summer. But we go out and you're given a plot. As an actor, you're given a plot. You go out. You have information about your character. But then you're making up from there. From there, it's improv. For the evening, you know who's going to die, who's living, who's the victim, who the killer
and those
is.
are generally cast members or audience members.
Though for us, that's cast members. So okay. We do things a little bit different than they do in Chicago or St. Louis. Chicago or St. Louis send you 2 people, and then they pull a bunch of people from the crowd. We send a full cast of actors, which ranges from 7 to 10 actors typically. So they're all part of us. They've had the plot for a couple of weeks. They know what's going on. And then audience members actually quite a bit get involved. We've gotten a couple of our actors that way. They've come to one of the shows and decided to create their own character, get really involved, and go from there. So it's a really fun experience.
Okay. And what is the typical sort of group that would come to you for this event? Is it private parties or is it more companies? And
it's a really big mix of both. So we're at the Spirit of Peoria 13 times a year. We just did a birthday party at Allerton. We do public events at Allerton. We're happy to do public events with any venue, as well as private parties.
Okay. And so the people who are watching it, are they are involved? It is interactive.
Yep, it's completely interactive dinner theater. So we're sitting out amongst all of, you know, if you have 13 tables, we've got actors sitting all over the place, and they get up and move around, and they're eating dinner with you and passing information. And then our victim dies, and then it's a whodunit.
Okay. And are you, have you done the performance part of it before? Or are you part
Absolutely
of the group?
Absolutely not. My husband's the actor. I'm the manager. I'm a theater widow most of the year because he's doing shows and I'm at home taking care of the kids and running the program.
Right.
So I just stay behind my computer. I go set up, but that's as far as I go.
He's very good at what he does.
He's very good at what he does.
It's for a good cause.
He's very, very good at what he
does. That you share him.
You know, like you were saying, you get done with a project and you're exhausted, and then like a week later, you're like, ah, oh, where's the next thing? That week later, I'm going, when's the next show so he can get out of the house? I've been by myself mm-hmm. for 6 weeks. I got this down, and now you've come back in and kind of messed everything up. So when's the next show?
Yeah. And
please,
also
yes,
actors
go,
are
go
always
on.
And also actors are always like in post-mortem sad mode when something gets done. At least that's
or show tunes are being sung. We have two kids, so they get into the shows. Actually, our son's done one show now. He did Joseph, and now he's getting ready to do The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, great.
So I just hear it all the time, and I'm like, ah. Oh. Go back out of the house so that I can have peace and quiet.
Are kids ever involved in the murder mystery theater?
We've had them in our audiences before. Typically, though, on the side of actors, we look for 18 and up just due to the different scenarios that we have.
Okay. And if an actor was interested in getting involved, how would one do that?
Message me on our Facebook page. You can email me. It's murdermysteries@cutheaterco.org. And we will happily get you set up. Once you email us, we send you some information as well as an information packet that kind of walks you through how the events run and a sample plot that you can read through so you kind of know what you're getting. And then we'll get you on our email list. And the great thing is everybody, even people in improv go, okay, well, when are auditions? When are rehearsals? We don't do auditions. We don't do rehearsals. You get a plot, plenty of time. You know, you've got plenty of time to read through everything. You can ask questions. We meet about 45 minutes to a half hour beforehand so that any questions that people have can get answered and we can kind of get storylines lined up.
Yeah.
And it's just when you're available, which is the great thing. Everybody thinks it's going to be this huge time commitment, but it's not.
Do you need improv experience?
No, not at all.
That's one thing that there is. We were talking about that, I think, on our show last week, of how there's not really a thriving improv community now. There used to be a couple groups, I think, that met regularly, and now I'm not aware of any. But if you're listening and you're aware of improv opportunities, let me know, because I'd like to talk about it on the air.
And email me so that we have more actors.
Right.
We always need more people.
And so if I were interested in contacting you about having a performance, it would be the same way.
Same way. Our Facebook page, you can message the CUTC page. You can message the Seven Corpse Murder Mystery Dinners page, or you can email me.
Okay. Well, that's great. Are there any, do either of you have any sort of like YouTube presence with like examples of what your, like what happens at your events?
No.
Well, no, you wouldn't want to show anything.
There might be after the current off-season, because then it will never be done again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those that if you kind of know what to expect, it sort of ruins the surprise of it.
Right. It's kind of like Haunted House meets Escape Room meets Death Wish. Something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to describe it, but I think you did a great job of doing so. And both of you did a great job, because I'm excited about both of your operations and experiencing them. And I hope that our listeners know how to, either through the See You at the Show Facebook page, or through the Fear Experiment Facebook page, or through CUTC Seven Corpse Murder Mystery Dinner.
Way to go. Hey. It's a mouthful.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me in the studio, and thanks all you listeners for supporting community theater in the area. We have Jet Sterling and Surfability Freakout waiting outside the studio to come in and entertain you for the next hour. I'm going to send you out in the spirit of upcoming Tonys and in my hopes to get a ticket. Here is some Way Down Hadestown.
was a railroad track.